As if weeks of flooding weren't tough enough. Landholders in some flood-affected parts of New South Wales are now being divided over the questionable legality of levee banks. Some community members say that illegally built levees are diverting floodwaters off some properties and increasing the severity of the flooding on others. And in some cases, the situation has become acrimonious, with community groups calling for levee banks to be destroyed. One landholder in the Lake Cowal area says he got in touch with water authorities about what he is seeing regularly from his light plane. Brad Shepherd has been flying over the Lachlan River consistently for the last couple of weeks. He thinks levee banks have exacerbated the impact flooding is having on that valley.
It's hard to tell from the air what's legal and what's illegal, but yeah, you do notice it's banked in a lot. I love flying over areas, and a week later you go over that area and suddenly there's a bank there with an excavator parked at the end of it. So there's a lot of banks that have been whipped up. People don't realise if when they put up an illegal bank that it the water just doesn't disappear. It pushes it somewhere else into someone else's place.
Have you raised your concerns about possible illegal earthworks with the relevant authorities?
Yeah, they have got some of my footage, yeah. Other people have been raising it too, especially around this area, but it's been happening all the way down the Lachlan.
And what sort of response have you had from them?
Well, they've got my footage and they're looking at it. They have said that there's some illegal activity and that they're taking action. What sort of action is that, I don't know. There is talk of removing some banks, but there's a couple of banks that are they can't remove because, well, they don't know how to remove them because they've got so much of a power of water behind them that it'll cause a massive flood event downstream in it, like in a rush type of event.
Now, we know that small communities' information is very quick to be shared. Is there a level of concern in your part of the world about some of the impact that these illegal banks might have had?
Oh, yeah, there is a big... People aren't happy. Droughts pull people together and floods push people apart.
Earthworks, constructed to keep houses and infrastructure safe, are commonplace on floodplains, but they have to be approved and they must be constructed according to strict guidelines. Authorities say the vast majority of levee banks on New South Wales floodplains fulfil all the legal requirements. Tony Webber from Water New South Wales says the situation is more complex than it may appear at first glance.
A whole myriad of factors influences a flood's behaviour. The likelihood that a levee or one or more levees would have a profound effect on the flood is probably pretty low. The other thing to bear in mind is that the vast majority of the approaches to Water New South Wales concerning levees come from farmers checking that their own levees are compliant and are authorised, which I think is a very encouraging trend. And with regard to the Lachlan River, Water New South Wales is investigating half a dozen complaints. We have recently put a stop work order on a structure near Lake Cowal. We've been doing aerial reviews at the request of the SES to provide advice whether levees are authorised or not and whether they may be contributing to flood behaviour. That said, it's also not unusual to receive reports or complaints from landholders about a neighbouring levee bank being unauthorised that turns out to be authorised. There is a bit of a misconception about the cause and effect with regard to floods. Levees play a part in that misconception.
How many hoops do you have to jump through to do this sort of thing legally?
Well, you need to make an application, and part of that application needs to incorporate a report into the potential impacts on the floodplain management plan. So there's a fairly detailed process that needs to take place before one of these levee banks can be erected.
But this issue continues to divide communities up and down the flooded rivers across New South Wales. Brad Shepherd says it's been bad enough to lose crops and be isolated, but if floodwaters aren't draining as quickly as expected, that will extend the flood and compound the problem.
Lake Cowal isn't dropping the way it should. It's quite stagnant. It has dropped. It is slowly dropping, but it should be a lot faster. And actually it's causing it to sit on the Newell Highway as well. It's flooded country that doesn't normally flood or flood for that length of time.
So what concerns then do you have about how quickly the water is dissipating off your country?
Yeah, we have big concerns because it should be draining back, and so people around here are looking at the fact if it doesn't drain back quick enough, we won't get crops in next year. So it's going to be 2 years without potential crop, which will probably break a lot of people. There's a few neighbours that are pretty ropeable and worried. And, yeah, we have been talking, what to do. The authorities have got the banks in question looking at that. But what's going to happen, I don't know. The world moves slowly in their system, I guess. You know, time's not on our side.